Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so high on the Rockets.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings at I-45 in Ritchie, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. Welcome back in. There you go.
I stand corrected. My man did. He didn't just go get them two drinks for himself. I thought he was double-fisted about to go just no hand.
And it would have been fine.
It would have been fine. It would have been three in a row. It would have been fine. But, no, man, he had a lovely lady coming in to join him. And that's what I'm talking about. Get in here. And it's a good little early start to a date.
Chivalry ain't dead.
Yeah, you're right, man. Get out here. Have you enjoy you some time. Hopefully they make some bad decisions. And you get out here. And you can enjoy yourself and have a good time as well. Congratulations to our first winner. As we will hook somebody else up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a projector on the line. You, if you're in the building or you're on your way, if you have not signed up and put your name in our raffle box, that gives you the opportunity and the chance to win later on in the 5 o'clock hour. Someone text in, can a man become the next Russell Westbrook? I'm good.
Ninja Turtle?
Like you're good in what way? Are you telling me right now that if you would not press the button right now if Amen Thompson wasn't Russell Westbrook? You're telling me? Are you? I'd press that button. I'd press that button right now. I would press the button that he was a first if he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. I do, but I think he is a different player. But I think from the same mindset, I think he should improve his game, but I don't think he needs to go over the top and just say, "Man, I'm going to turn myself into a shooter." Right? I think he can improve his shooting over the years, but do all the other things that he's great at. We can see plenty of examples of guys who came in the league, struggled with their shot, improved it a bit, but they didn't just say that's what I'm going to be or get lost in themselves. Derrick Rose is another one like that that improved his jump shot but didn't try to make that his game. Clint, I want to go to the other guy. We've talked a lot about Amen Thompson and his development and what it would mean for him with KD and this group, and I think that is a fair thing. But Alperen Şengün is also just 23 years old, and he was – All-star. There you go. He was an all-star, and he makes everybody happy. He was an all-star last year. And I think a lot of the attention, as you said earlier, is it's going to Amen Thompson. The thought is, what could Şengün be? I mean, you look at these first two games, and they've been easy to hit. Like, it is. Like, there's been no matchup. Now, it's just preseason. But there's been no matchup for him. Like, it's like he's almost toying with guys. He's got almost 20 assists in these two preseason games, and he played, you know, in the offseason in Forest Country, and he looked really confident there. He looked really confident towards the end of the season. I think maybe that's a place that I'll speak for myself that maybe I haven't given enough thought to is what does Alperen Şengün look like? How does he take 19, 10, and 5 to another level with the addition of better players around him? Maybe his ceiling is a little bit higher than maybe some people think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's – for me, it would definitely have to be higher than I thought. Yeah. Because I didn't – I'll be honest with you, I never looked at him as a guy that could be a one. He's not. But I mean, the point is, you're talking about 14th best player going into the season. And you're talking about first or second team All NBA. I mean, at that point, you're definitely talking a one. I mean, maybe a 1B, but you're definitely talking a one. I don't know. I don't know where.
He definitely down the stretch last year
when he had to. Yeah,
he was the first option when mm-hmm. Jalen went into the tank, but.
Well, yep. to your overall point is, I mean, if he were able to do that in critical moments of the season without a lot of help, now you got KD, now you got a Reed Shepard that can shoot, you got the Tari Eason and all these guys around him that are expected to be significantly better or at least developed to be a better player. So, he should be better. We'll see how much.
Yeah, text line, he's the next superstar text line. Ooh. He's a little joker. Like, that comparison is clearly the one that a lot of people look at. But I've always looked at it like, all right, hey, man, he may be in the same, ballpark in terms of skill set, being a 6'11", 7-foot guy that can pass and shoot. But he's a poor man's joker.
Yeah, that's a little rich for my blood, putting him in that company.
But, yeah, if this is a guy – I think he could average with the guys around him. He averaged 5 assists last year. I could see him – like, if you're talking about a center that's potentially averaging 20, 11, and 7, like, that's in the – that is at least in the ballpark of Joker. And I've never even thought he was that. But that is very realistic and attainable, right? Someone texting, Alpi was the best player in the world over the summer, and that is his ceiling now. I'm coming into this conversation trying to have a conversation of I think that his ceiling is higher than I thought. Now, let's not lose control here and go into best player in the world here. We just talked about the best player. He's a poor man's version, and not just one poor. There's probably about 3 or 4 poors behind that when you compare him to Joker. I just think maybe for me, I've looked at, what does Jabari Smith look like with Kevin there and better players around him? What does Amen Thompson look like with better players around him? I'm watching Sengun the last 2 games, and it's like, the space that he has is completely changed with Durant and Shepard on the floor. And when he kicks the ball out to shooters, there are capable shooters that are going to knock him down at a much higher clip than we've seen him in the
past. I think the only pushback I've got when you start talking about numbers and him taking the next step is KD's. Like, KD's obviously going to be the guy that gets touches.
Yes.
And you can argue last year, definitely late in the season, like really the only guy that they trusted and could depend on to go get a bucket was him. That ain't going to be the case this year.
No,
But to your point, I mean, there's going to be more space. But I think KD's going to be the guy taking those shots more often. So I wonder how that impacts.
He may, but Clint, especially watching early, and I know there are people listening who may disagree. I can see them running a lot of offense through Sengun. Like, I can see a lot of let's throw it in the post, and this guy's a great passer, and we'll see what they do if they double, if they're cut off, and I could see that being a lot of the offense, because it's not a deal if when you throw it in there that there it is, all right, it's just a post move. No, you throw it in there, like he's somebody that's looking to pass, he's somebody that can do that, that's a playmaker. Hell, right now he may be the best playmaker you have on the court right now. I don't think that's really KD, and I think Amen Thompson is somebody that's potentially growing into that. But I don't know, man. I don't know that he's best player in the world. I'm just going to ignore this person who continues to text about how he kicked Joker's ass over the summer. Let's just reel it in here, guys. But I think he's got a chance to be much better. You know, I have been talking like, all right, Amen Thompson's going to be the 2 and he'll be the 3rd. I don't know about that. That may be a mistake. All right, coming up, the Astros made several moves today. We will zero in on one of the moves they made to their coaching staff. And I know many of us want to believe this offense has really turned the corner, but I think it's turned the corner enough to be what they needed to be. We'll discuss that next.